From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Kurdish Peshmerga fighters backed by Turkish artillery have continued an assault on IS-held towns near Mosul with a new effort to retake Bashika, some 10 kilometers northeast of Iraq's second-largest city. Meanwhile, in the village of Safira, about 30 kilometers to the south, Iraqi federal police fired mortars and rockets Sunday at suspected IS targets. Iraqi Brigadier Nijem al-Jabour, who's leading the operation, said morale of his forces remains high.
ISIS collapsed. ISIS now, their morale very down. You can read in the faces of the soldiers and the civilian with us, their morale very high. I think this the end of ISIS.
Safira, among dozens of villages taken from IS militants since the start of the Mosul campaign a week ago. A group of 26 Asian sailors has been freed from nearly 5 years' captivity by Somali pirates. They arrived Sunday in Kenya. The sailors seized when their Omani-flagged vessel was overtaken close to the Seychelles in March of 2012. They were handed over to authorities in the Somali town of Gokayo Saturday. John Steed is coordinator with the group Oceans Beyond Piracy.
As with any negotiation, you try and find the right people to negotiate with. And we've achieved what we've achieved today by getting tribal elders, religious leaders, and the local community and the regional government all involved to put pressure on these guys to release these hostages. 4.5 years is, you know, unreasonable. It's just not right.
A $1.5 million ransom was reportedly paid for their release. This is VOA News. Indian police Monday killed at least 21 Maoist rebels in the eastern state of Odisha. The Maoists have been fighting a decades-long war against New Delhi across eastern and central India. Police ambushed dozens of the insurgents following a tip-off on their location. Lithuanians voted for a major change in a second round of parliamentary elections Sunday, handing victory to a center-right farmers' union that previously held just one seat. The Peasants and Green Union Party, led by 46-year-old millionaire farmer Ramūnas Karbauskas, is expected to end up with 54 seats in the 141-member parliament. It's the biggest victory by a single party in Lithuania in 20 years. Karbauskas said his party will engage in negotiations with other parties beginning Monday on forming a coalition. He said he hopes to form a coalition government within 10 days. Lithuania's economy has been struggling with slow growth and an exodus of workers. French officials have begun clearing thousands of migrants from a makeshift refugee camp near the northern port city Calais that's come to be known as the jungle. The migrants are being bused to relocation centers around the country. The process expected to take about a week. The Hudson Institute's Ben Haddad said the migration issue has become a political hot-button matter in France.
It's become very heated because in the context of a broader refugee crisis and the issues of migration and the rise of populism all over Europe, this has become very political in the town of Calais, which is a post-industrial city in north of France, struggling with high unemployment, where Marine Le Pen's National Front, the whole region is polling very highly, so it's become a very tense political issue.
Some migrants may refuse to go because they still want to get to Britain across the English Channel. Spain's socialists have decided to stop blocking the rival Popular Party from forming a minority government. That brings to an end the country's nearly 10-month political impasse. The vote effectively grants Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy a second term in office. In South Africa, a senior member of the ruling African National Congress, Jackson Mthembu, the parliamentary whip, is calling on the ANC's top leadership, including President Jacob Zuma, to quit. He said fraud charges against Finance Minister Pravin Gordhan, along with the party's poor showing in August's municipal elections and political factionalism, motivated his decision. At least 13 people were killed and more than 30 others were injured when a tour bus crashed into the back of a tractor-trailer truck in Southern California early Sunday. The crash occurred near Palm Springs, about 160 kilometers east of Los Angeles. Speed could be an issue. A federal investigation is underway. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.